Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with me. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Thursday. It's August 10th. It's 2017. And sometimes we do this. Today, the show is coming to you in the last hour of the market. We are pre-taping because I have things to do, schedules to keep, people to meet, and all that crap. So we will be counting down the final hour, most of the final hour in the market today. Hope you had a good day. If you do not get this show and you say, oh, by the way, this is a show about you and your buckos and all points in between, we'll do the markets and everything that affect them. We'll do North Korea, jobs, the economy, Trump land, scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we'll cover it. And if you don't get the show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archived. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day. You can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. My new thing is, as I'm just stuck in traffic, not moving, every day, I just take a little picture of my car of traffic and curse it out. And, of course, in my neighborhood is about 100, I guess we can call them deer. And I take a picture every morning and I post it up also. That's what I do. All that stuff at GaryK.com. So, got a lot of emails yesterday. They ranged from, Gary, your show is getting stale. You're making the same points every night. To, Gary, you are killer great. It ranged all the way. But mostly it was in the upper tier of good stuff. And I guess you guys are figuring it out that I play no favorites. I hate them all. They've brought us to this point on so many things, and now North Korea. So just so you know, I'll be on the Fox News Channel Business Block Saturday at 10:30 a.m. with Cavuto and all. And one of the subjects will be North Korea, which, by the way, may be affecting the markets right now. We'll go through the market wrap in a couple of minutes. And what I always tell Fox is you can count on me for anything, to talk about anything. Because I really read everything, and I really go in depth on everything, and I tell them that if I don't know something, I promise you within 15 minutes I will know. Well, the one thing I kind of sort of knew, but did not know factually, was what did Obama do for 8 years on North Korea? And we already know that Clinton cut a bad deal with them. We already know Bush spent this time in Iraq. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. And boy, I've got a lot of hate mail on me blasting George Bush on how he handled the war. But that's okay. It's what makes the world go round. And, you know, some things I found out were that when Obama was senator in 08, he was ripping George Bush for how he was handling North Korea, that George Bush was talking a little too tough and we need more diplomacy. But in 2012, Obama started talking tough on North Korea. Why? Because North Korea kept doing the bad. In fact, the president's tough talk comes on the heels of an agreement between the United States and North Korea last month that traded a moratorium on long-range missile launches, nuclear tests, and nuclear activities at Yongbyon, including uranium enrichment activities, for food aid. And, of course, North Korea the next day blew off the deal, which led to 2016. And in 2016, Barack Obama did this big speech on North Korea. It was quite interesting speech on North Korea. To be clear, the United States does not and never will accept North Korea as a nuclear state. They shot the middle finger at you, buddy. Today's nuclear test, a flagrant violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions, made clear North Korea's disregard for international norms and standards for behavior and demonstrates it has no interest in being a responsible member of the international community. And guess what Barack Obama said? Ooh, sounds like Donald Trump. They are ensuring provocative actions are met with serious consequences. Now, I don't think Barack Obama meant serious consequences that Kim Jong-un would be on a steel cage match with the Big Show. So all this whining, complaining about Trump and his harsh rhetoric, let me be clear. If this moron in North Korea does something stupid, it will not be because of the harsh rhetoric out of Trump. It'll be because for the last 20-some-odd years, they have been sticking their middle finger up at the three presidents doing that during that time, saying that they will abide by the laws, and while they were negotiating, were creating more nukes. So if they're going to do it, it's because they've been planning it, they've been wanting it, wanting to do it, and are going to do it based on they're sick in the mind. And basically, it possibly would be a suicide deal if they do something. We'll see how it plays out. Anyway, it is affecting the market. So if there was a market wrap, it would be brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out, investment-models.com. Dow's down 130 and NASDAQ's down 100 as I speak. And it'll move throughout. S&P down 25, NASDAQ 100 down 96, transports down 70, Russell 2000 down 1.5%, the SOX down more than 2%, advanced declines are gross, up, down, volume, gross, ready for this, 66 new highs in all the market, 244 new lows, whew, and may I say, it really isn't Dow down 122, it's really down like 300, that's how bad the underlying market is. That's the best way I can put it. And remember, when I tell you, when the market goes defensive, it buys defensive, and usually that means the Dow will act better than everything else. So the question is this about North Korea? Answer is, I don't know. One could say yes, but I say it's overdue. And as we've been telling you for a while, semis have been acting a little bit iffy, more wide and loose action in the market, that type of stuff, and we'll see. Anything's possible. Beta getting hit hard today. Actually, more than just beta. Pretty much everything. I'm just going through things right now. For instance, Apple's down 4. Deere is down 370. Goldman Sachs is down 4. Lamb Research is down 4. I'm just walking around. Oh, Amazon's down 22. Priceline's down 39. Google's down 12. IAC Interactive 3.5, Mercado Libre 14, NetEase on its earnings down 30. But there's also other stuff. You know, stuff that's non-beta. Parker Hannifin down 4. Roper Industries down 4. Breaking support levels. So it's really icky across the board. And as we came into the market, it was 60-40. 60 good, 40 bad. I'm going to say the 60 went down and the 40 went up today. Of course, we still have a little bit of the market left to go throughout the day, and we'll go through it. But let's go through the major indices. The NASDAQ, as I speak, a smidge below the 50-day moving average. 50-day moving average is 62.72. We're at 62.51. The Russell 2000 broke it yesterday and is down almost to the 200-day moving average already. So as we've been telling you for a while, large cap over small cap. That has not changed. Retail weak. Oh, man, retail really weak. Children's Place 4, Ralph Lauren 3. Dillard's down 12 on their earnings after going up strong the last few weeks on supposedly there may be some buyout or something like that, which never occurred. So just across the board, yuck. Of course, gold is up, but not up that much. And again, not much on the good end today. Wish we had better news. That basically is the story. And again, we can blame it on the North Korea thing. Maybe not. What I can tell you is it's been 60-40 for a while. Up next on the edge, more on the markets, movers of the day, all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone wants the original, the authentic. And with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the iconic luxury, unparalleled safety, and performance of Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. But just remember, only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. And only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer offers an unlimited mileage warranty, so you can drive with confidence as far as you'd like for up to 5 years. There are pre-owned vehicles, and then there are Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st and receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370. 5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So as I was reading, by the way, when I read today on North Korea, I read from the right and I read from the left. I was reading people that write on the left and write on the right, and they all kind of say the same thing. So not only do we have the last two or three presidents, a horror show with our taxpayer dollars and the debt and deficits, they also screwed up North Korea. They basically sat and let them get to where they are. And all they did was... You better not. Oh, we're going to sanction you. Oh, we're going to do this to you. We're going to do that to you. Don't do it. Don't. Oh, we're not doing it. Don't worry. We're good. We're okay. Everything's fine. Yeah. Oh, boom. And I watched this yutz on TV blaming Trump today. This yutz that from the Obama administration. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, do I want to get on TV and debate her? She was sitting there blaming the rhetoric on Trump for all this. And I'm just waiting for somebody to say, wait a minute. You were with the State Department with Obama for 8 years. What did you accomplish? In fact, their proliferation has expanded markedly through those 8 years to get us to this point. Do you take any responsibility? But I'm not on. But I'll be on Saturday. So, again, let me impress upon you, they're going after everything here. They're going after beta, a lot of stuff here. As I look at the S&P now, the S&P's on the 50-day moving average with a little bit of what I call the rolling over routine. The S&P 50-day is at 2448. We're actually at 2445, so a little bit below it. As the Dow's now down 143, S&P down 28, NASDAQ 109, NASDAQ 100, 105. Transports, as we've been telling you, are sitting on the 200-day moving average right now. That'll get bad if it breaks. Semiconductors now... breaking back below the 50. And let me just say, since the high of June 9th and the drop and then the bounce and the drop and the rally up and the drop and the bounce in the last few days, this is tracing out some ugly-looking top process here that has been going on for now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks. So let's just be careful. Okay? I'd say be careful. And stuff that really acted well off of earnings. They're not leaving them alone either today. Got it? Now remember, if the market starts to get ugly, and we're way overdue, but the jury's always out, the less harm, the better. You got that? The less harm, the better. I've always had this motto, do very little harm, especially when things get ugly. Now, I'll know a lot more at the close today. but it's getting icky. Other areas just to go through. The biotechs broke support today. Pretty damn good. Remember the breakout on the IBB was 300 to 303. It's back to 305, breaking the 50-day and rolling over pretty good. Regeneron's gone. I noticed Celgene, which was holding up there pretty good. That's rolling over here today. I mentioned this. Yeah, it's just pretty icky out there. Oil's still getting hit even more, even though oil prices are up early. But now oil prices are sinking big time today, and they were up nicely early. And then you know how I report to you the leading growth names? Somebody got the fork today. Financials. The KRE, which is the regionals, breaks support, the 50-day, and the 200-day moving average as I speak. That's the regionals. Just letting you know. That's your SunTrust. That's your East West Bank Corps. That's your Fifth Third Bank Corps. And it's not every one of them, but if you look at the KRE, you'll see what I'm talking about. The KBE, the S&P Banks Select Industry Index, does the same. Now, the bigger banks, not as bad, not even as close. Why? Morgan Stanley still acts pretty damn well. J.P. Morgan, though they're pulling back today, J.P. Morgan looks okay. Citigroup looks okay. Bank America, just in a big, gigantic 7-8 month trading range. But they haven't broken down yet, but that's something to watch at this point in time. So I really have nothing good to report today. Sorry. And then, lastly, if you have come into my office, you will know that I have four computers up with four screens. Three of those screens are stocks. On my left, you have stocks separated by energy, hotels, cruise lines, gaming, retail, semiconductors, transports, housing, commodities, airlines, consumer staples, gold and silver, defense stocks, autos, restaurants, managed care, biotech, lenders, financials, Dow 30, and a few other sundry things. To my right, in the middle, is my trading platform as well as my charts. To the right is my good screen. It's basically the leading stocks and leading groups alphabetized with a few things separated. Also, I separate a few things by, these things look set up to be good. In the last 2 weeks, you ready? AAOI, AALB, BLL, COHR, DISH, EFII, EXPD, Expedia, FBHS, FTC, Fiserv, GoDaddy, Hologix, Interactive Corp, ICE, that's the Intercontinental Exchange, Symbol IT, LITE, Mercado Libre, MTSI, NTES, NOW, OLED, PI, PKG, Packaging Corp, Parker Hannifin, Roper Industries, Restoration Hardware, SWIR, SunPower, Shopify, Charles Schwab, Trivago, Thermo Electron, Ultimate Software, Viva Systems, Wayfair, Western Digital. All those were in my leading stock groups. All of those have been mashed and smashed. So right there, you got 50 names gone. And I can tell you, that doesn't include the Apple, Amazon, Google price line, which are big cap. And I can promise you after today, I think there's probably going to be a few more names going into the wrong column. So that 60-40, probably easily 50-50, 45-55, 40-60, or something like that. Stay tuned. Hey, I'm just reporting, kids. I'm just the messenger. Up next, more on this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Napa Know-How.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastipatience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 full synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. And my continued ranting, I'm complaining and whining about government, the DOT here, I guess it's the DOT in Orlando, Florida. They have this thing called the Ultimate I-4. They're fixing up the I-4 that goes from all the way to Tampa, all the way to Daytona Beach. And they should have done it 20 years ago, so now they're doing it. They're doing it fast, they're doing it quick, and they're doing it big time. There's like 5 accidents a day, traffic's to a standstill today. As I was driving into work, there was a big tanker truck on its side and 4 other cars just almost obliterated. If you drive in the lanes, there are lanes inside the lanes. You ever see the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer adopts a highway and starts painting lanes inside the lanes? That's what it looks like. That's how stupid these people are. And you know what's amazing? The Ultimate I-4, they actually have these people that go into buildings, they set up tables, they give you pamphlets about, the Ultimate I-4. I walked up to a couple of them a couple weeks ago. I go, boy, you guys are brave. It is an absolute nightmare driving on I-4. And they gave me this look like, what am I talking about? So I guess they're sitting there marketing I-4 and they don't go on I-4. Anyway, welcome to the government, the DOT here in Orlando, Florida. What a nightmare. And in the looking down at the phones, the iPhone-itis, was in an elevator today, 7 people in it, 6 people looking down, 5 more doing the thing with the fingers. Nobody looks up anymore. 20 years from now, everybody's going to have scoliosis, all because of the iPhone-itis. Well, I guess the cell phone-itis, wherever we want to call it. You know what I'm talking about, right? And you know what I do, by the way? I'm kind of mean. I actually look straight at them. They don't even know I'm looking at them. And then I start playing with my fingers like they're playing, mimicking them. And they don't even see me doing it. I'm sure I'd get smacked in the face if somebody saw me mimicking them. But it's just, I mean, that's what it's come to. And one of them was looking at, you know what they were looking at today? I didn't even know there were other Kardashians. They're called Jenners. I guess the new one is this Kylie Jenner. I guess she now has this new makeup thing, whatever. She did $450 million in sales quickly. That's unbelievable. You know what? God bless them. But that's all these people that are on there with the makeup and the Kylie Jenner and the Kim Kardashian and this, that, and the other thing. That's all they're doing. And you ask them what happened in North Korea. What's going on in North Korea? What? Something's going on in North Korea? If you told them they just bombed New York City, they would say, really? I didn't know that. Anyway, as we speak, markets falling off. Dow down 162. In the Dow today, Apple down 490, and this stock was acting great. Goldman Sachs 430. Dollar losers, United Health, which was almost $2, Visa, Disney, Caterpillar, Boeing, American Express, you know it's up today, McDonald's. Oh, J.P. Morgan's down $1. You know, I didn't see any news on McDonald's. The amazing thing on McDonald's, they're not really growing their business sales-wise, but damn, their earnings are really good. They must be selling medical marijuana or something like that in their restaurants. Oh, growth plan for China. That's what they announced today. So pretty rough day. We'll have a report on this out tonight. We'll do an in-depth technical report based on the close. And again, the question is this about North Korea or is it just more than that? We think it's more than that. But certainly you end up getting a catalyst every now and then and boop. Boom. And interesting enough, we've been telling you now for, 3 weeks that there's something not right when we see so many blow-ups in the market? We've been saying that just about every day to you. Well, maybe that was a sign. We'll see. We'll keep our eyes on all the support levels and all that stuff and go from there. On the upside, as the markets open, Perra goes up 10 to 77 after dropping big. That was on earnings. Up four Coca-Cola bottling after dropping $40 yesterday. Three or more Live Nation. That's a new high ground, Live Nation. That's the concert company. They do well. And really, on the upside, McDonald's 2, Sanderson's Farms 2, and that's it for two or more on the upside. You know what, though? The downside, not going to be good. Priceline's a big, fat 47 as I speak. NetTees, 30 as I speak. Amazon, 25 as I speak. Here's one. Didn't see this one. Masonite. Isn't that like Masonite, you know, the construction stuff? Down 16 to 57. Yikes. Mercado Libre, down 17. Google, down 14. Dillard's, down 11.5. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, down 13. Intuitive Surgical, down 13. Cable One, 10. Alliance Data Systems, 9. Chipotle, down another 10 today. Remember what we told you. My ineffective, amateurish, small sampling has been telling me business is not good. We've been telling you that recently. Another new yearly low on Chipotle. That poor Bill Ackman. Acuity Brand 7, Baidu 6, no, 7.5. And then I could, man, Stamps.com, Insight, Puma Biotech, Biogen, all 7s. Broadcom 6, BlackRock 6, Netflix 6. These are all 6s. Equinix 6, Stamps.com 8. I'm just walking around here. Just to give you an idea of the damage today. NVIDIA, LendingTree. I could go on and on. And as I'm doing my early scans, not a good-looking bar here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the media is going to blame Donald Trump and his rhetoric. Go tell them to take a flying leap. And what you all should do today, because it's going to be in the news, just Google the words North Korea, the last 20 years, and negotiations, and read all about it. And make sure you read both from the left and the right. I mean, don't just read Media Matters or The Slate, because they blame Donald Trump for the Chicago fire, San Francisco earthquake, the bubonic plague, and herpes simplex number 3. And don't just go to the right, which is like, you know, who's on the right? Breitbart. And then go in between. And you will see a bunch of inept presidents over the since 98. Or actually since 95. And now, what should we do? Now that they may have nukes, what should we do? Where were you for the last 20 years? Oh, that's right. Bush had his thumb up, as you know what, in Iraq. And Obama was, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. They would never do that to us because we're nice. Yeah, that's right. Sure enough. So it's not a pretty sight. I'm being asked, I was asked today in emails by the VIX. Well, the VIX is breaking out today. That's the volatility index, duh. When things go south, it goes north, so that's up big. In fact, it's up like 20-some-odd percent. Make that 30%. Yippee-yay-yay. And again, we'll see how it plays out. Again, we haven't had a 10% correction since I was bar mitzvahed, so we're due. And I'm not saying it's happening now, but we're due. That's all. We're due. And frankly, I wouldn't mind one. I need a vacation. So let's add it up. A lot of blow-ups recently. 60-40 market, 40% already bearish, 60 bullish. Regionals breaking down today. Beta being come after. The semiconductors may have that little 10, 11, 12-week top in place, breaking the 50-day. Russell 2000's already gagged. Transports are sitting on the 200-day. About 50 leaders, which I just mentioned, have already broken. And believe me, there's going to be a lot more after today. hey, I just report the news. It's not my fault. I had nothing to do with it. Okay? And it's not my fault the Knicks stink. It's not my fault the Mets. By the way, the Mets just trade another great player just to get rid of somebody else. Ugh. The good news is it's almost football season. Dow down 162, S&P down 31, NASDAQ down 118, NASDAQ 100 down 114, transports down 90, SOX down 25, advanced declines gross, new lows a lot more than new highs. Yay! Up next on the edge, as we are taping in the last hour of the market, whatever else comes to mind. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Wish we had better news. We are taping this show in the last hour of the market. Currently, the Dow's down 162, but it's a bad 162. I've actually seen good 162s. Make that 164. S&P down 31. NASDAQ down 120. NASDAQ 100 down 118. Transports down 97. Russell 2000 down 1.5%. SOX down 26. That's 2.6%. Europe bad, Asia bad, new highs contract big time, new lows pick up, advanced declines gross. Pretty much, you know what's up, Weight Watchers? Oprah. Just follow Oprah. By the way, you know, I used to get made fun of. I watched Oprah every day. I taped her show every day. I loved watching her. Loved watching her. What a success story. I got made fun of. The whole idea is to follow success, not be jealous and envious of it. See what other people are doing right and copy them. So again, the question is whether this is about North Korea, the market dropping. Answer is some. As you know, we were already 60-40. As you know, a lot of areas were in bad. I mean, the retail, oils, real estate, the malls, the retail auto parts, yikes, amongst other sundry areas, and now other areas are joining. I'm sure instead of 60-40, we're going to be about 40-60 after today. It's that icky out there, by the way. I'm seeing a lot of breaks of support areas, and even the strongest names. They're not leaving that stone unturned either today. And I went through the movers. Now, I'm going to get emails. Should I sell? Should I sell? What should I do? And I don't answer those questions. All I say to anybody is we've had corrections before. They last a while and we've turned back up. Is this one going to be bigger than others? We'll see. Remember what I've been telling you, the ultimate worry is the central banks and the other stupidity and the debt and the deficits and all the other stuff that I talk about. The termites. the stuff that the media does not talk about. But they'll be talking about now. And by the way, they have not been talking about this rally. But if we get a drop, it's going to be called the Trump dump. I can guarantee you that. As everything is now his fault. They did the same thing to Bush. It's all Bush's fault. Yay. So what I'm going to do tonight, I'll scan twice. I'll actually do it twice. First go round for the actual. I have my list of greats. I've been already been crossing out a ton of names that are breaking support. Then I'll do it a second time, because then we look the other side, and we'll see what we can find there. That's not for everybody, but we're just letting you know how we tend to think about this and how we do this. But more importantly, if things worsen, the least amount of harm possible. That's all. That's all. The least amount of harm, as much as can be. Why? Simple. There's always another day. You always come back. That's all. And ye who loses the least when things are bad has more capital when things are good. It's a simple motto. It's a simple mantra of investing. Oh, but wait a minute. I've owned the S&P since 1974. I'm not telling you to do anything. We're just letting you know what we're seeing. And then you get to decide. And again, my thought process is this was already starting up before North Korea, and this North Korea looks like a catalyst. That's my take at this point. Remember what we've been saying for the last 2-3 weeks. Blow up after blow up after blow up after blow up. And remember what I said yesterday. Typically that happens in bear markets, not bull markets. So there's been some suspect. But now, today, may have the confirmation. As I speak now, Dow down 182, S&P down 33, NASDAQ down a juicy 130, NASDAQ 100, 128. And I wish I had better things to tell you. Any questions? Of course, you can email me at GaryK.com. I answer all the questions or call at the office and be glad to talk to you. But leave no doubt, complexion. For what's been working, changing. And if you can ask me about gold and silver, not sure. Typically, gold's up now when market goes down, but whether or not it gets legs is another story. Answer on that? Don't know. What else are we dealing with? Debt ceiling in the next couple of weeks? They tell me they got to raise the debt ceiling because I complained. They do it so matter-of-factly now. Oh, raising the debt ceiling. Oh, great, more debt. Oh, don't worry, it's now $20 trillion. Yay. You all have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kulpbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kulpbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,